The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to hour one of Wednesday's program. Remember Wednesday, it's the middle of the week, and hour one comes before hour two. You got everything? Okay, now we know where we are. Who's our guest? My friend, John Zmirak. John Zmirak, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Eric. How you doing?
I think I'm all right. I'm talking to you, so I'm excited because we always have fun. And I want to ask you, you know, you've written a bunch of articles. What do you want to talk about first? What is burning on Wednesday, the 5th of May?
I'd like to talk about what's most important to me, which is a bill in Texas to prevent pet stores from selling sick, neglected animals that came from puppy mills.
And okay. This is not something that people necessarily expect, and that is why I love it. People don't know that, you know, mean-spirited, bigoted, transphobic people like you and me and your dogs, we have a softer side. We love animals. You've got a history, John, of caring for animals. And you obviously live in Texas right now. Who proposed this bill? And are other states interested in this? Because I'm interested in the subject.
Yeah, I just found out this morning some more about this. The sponsor of this bill is he's a Republican conservative, Jared Patterson. The bill would prevent pet stores from selling sick, neglected animals from puppy mills. And puppy mills they're just horrible. They're an industry that treats dogs and cats the way our factory farms treat pigs and chickens. That is, as commodities whose lives are of absolutely no value. The main problem in Texas is the store Petland. Petland is the only chain of pet stores in Texas, at least, that currently sells animals from puppy mills. All the others,
Petland. Now, Petland sounds like a big outfit.
It's a national chain, and we should have pressure on Petland. We should be ready to cancel Petland.
Wait a minute. If they're doing this. No one should shop at Petland if they can help it. I think
that's
we can say that. If you care about animals, we do. Most people listening to this program do. If you care about animals, and look, we're not talking about PETA or anything like that. We're talking about the most basic kind of care.
Yeah, and I'll get into that.
Who have dogs understand that you don't want to treat them like newts or snakes or bugs. They are soulish creatures. The Hebrew in the Bible, they're called nefesh, soulish creatures. If you have a dog, you get that. So what are we asking, John? People should not go to Petland until they do what?
Until they stop buying animals from puppy mills. And I have a personal interest in this. There's one really, this whole bill in Texas is aimed at there's one store. There's one Petland in the town of Frisco, Texas, that has been investigators went in there. They found puppies vomiting, puppies with bleeding diarrhea, puppies in their own filth. My two dogs came from that store. They came from the store in Frisco, the Petland, that sells the puppy mill dogs. I got them through a rescue organization that got them from an owner who wasn't taking good care of them. When I got Finnegan and Rain, the two beautiful dogs you see behind me, they had 6 different intestinal parasites they inherited from their mother. None of that would have happened if the puppy mill or Petland had been giving the mother, I'm sorry, if the puppy mill had been giving the mother heartworm medication, costs $5 a month. None of that would have happened. But I got these two dogs through a rescue group because otherwise they would have died. They had the white blood cell count of terminal cancer patients. They had diarrhea for 4 months until it took us 42 days of deworming, with it normally takes 1 to 3. They had to go 13 different visits to the best internist veterinarian in the state of Texas in order to get them well, because a puppy mill couldn't be bothered to give their poor mother, who was locked up in a cage being forced to breed over and over and over again, they couldn't be bothered to give her a $5 heartworm pill, which would have prevented all these parasites.
Petland Frisco, Texas is the guilty party in this case.
So we're having to get pass a bill in the Texas legislature to try to get to force this store to do the right thing. It's called Bill 1818. I also heard this morning that there's a bill that's languishing in the Texas legislature to prevent people who, I can't believe people do this, who keep their dogs tethered outside at all times, to stop them from using heavy chains and to force them to provide adequate water. Yes, you actually have to pass a bill to make some people do that. So I'm hoping people support that.
Well, you see, I'll be honest with you, John. You know, there's a part of me that's not in favor of this. In other words, the idea that we have to use the heavy hand of the government to get people to do basic stuff like this, it's sickening. It's like passing a law, you know, don't torture your children.
Do we want laws? Yeah,
well,
we do.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, you kind of think that we ought not to need those kinds of laws. We ought to be the sort of thing that, you know, if that happens, you're going to get in trouble other ways. The idea that the government has to get involved in this is amazing. What I would say is that better than a bill, now I'm glad the bill is going through, but we have the power of the purse. We have free speech in America. The Frisco Petland, with no laws, ought to go out of business, because people freely choose to tell their neighbors what is going on in the Petland in Frisco, and that if they do not publicly recant these things and say, we're not going to do them anymore, then people should never shop there, and they're going to lose money. And you don't need a law when people choose freely, no law, not to shop in a place that is known to do these things.
But, you know, you don't necessarily know where your pets are coming from. And the puppy mills are a massive national industry. I'm told that the Amish operate a lot of them. And they have an attitude toward, I don't know this to be the case, but I keep hearing that Amish run puppy mills. And farm, you know, sometimes people who live a farming lifestyle don't view dogs and pets, dogs and cats, quite the same way that city folk do.
These are all words, right? When you say puppy mills, I don't know what that means.
In other puppy
words,
mills,
animals, no matter what it's called, is bad. But isn't it possible for people to have a business, for example, Amish people have a business on a farm where they breed dogs and sell the dogs and don't mistreat the dogs?
But it needs to be legally regulated. It needs to be legally regulated, just the way we have to have laws against wife beating. You know, you wouldn't want the state necessarily coming into people's homes, but you need to be able to charge somebody when he beats up his wife. You need to be
Correct.
Able to charge somebody who runs a puppy mill and treats the animals like dirt and doesn't care about them. Just sort of, well, a certain percentage will die. And, you know, that's part of the cost of doing business. Look, you and I don't believe in animal rights, strictly speaking, because if you'd said their animals have rights, then the police would have to arrest bears for killing squirrels, right? Animals don't have rights in the same sense
bears can just kill squirrels and just not get arrested? They can just do that with impunity and laugh in the face of the law? Is that what you're saying?
Only in red states. Only in states with ballot security, with signature verification. Unfortunately, conservatives in red states aren't always, you know, so solid about this. And in fact, it's some conservative Republicans whom you and I would agree with on most things in the Texas legislature who are holding this up. So as a conservative Christian, I wanted to speak up from our side of the aisle and say, don't treat God's creatures like trash. Now, you're right. I have rescued or fostered 7 dogs over the years, and I've gotten evicted from multiple apartments because the dogs were playing and making noise. And you know what? Okay, you want it to be quiet, and then I will find somewhere else. These two dogs, Finney and Rain, had been so mistreated. I had to let them just play. It was like play therapy. And I let them run around and play, and had to move to a more dog-tolerant apartment building for that. But you got to meet them. They're great. And anyway, I don't have human kids.
Devil dogs, I tell you. Devil dogs. I won't have them. No, they are so cute that I couldn't even get over it. They basically like crawled on top of me when I was sitting on your couch. Yeah. And I just thought, you know what? These are the greatest animals. When we come back, folks, we're talking to John Zmirak. This is important stuff. You talk about bipartisan issues. This is one of them. In fact, this is several of them. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to John Zmirak this Wednesday, and we're talking about something we don't normally talk about, John. We're talking about how much we love animals and why in Texas people need to boycott the pet land in Frisco, Texas, until they change their policies. And there's more to it. So let's keep going.
Well, there's a bill that people who own dogs and keep them on ropes outside have to provide them water and can't have them on heavy chains. Just last night, I watched an episode of one of my favorite shows in the world, Pitbulls and Parolees. And it's all about rescuing abandoned or mistreated pit bulls. And this animal, this breed of dog that is much misunderstood and much demonized. We as people are degraded when we are cruel or neglectful to animals. And that is the Christian position on this, is that it's not that animals have rights. It's that we have a duty of stewardship for the aspects of creation that are under our control. Even animals we're going to eat, we should be treating them better than most people, than they often are treated in factory farms. That's why when I buy pork, I try to buy Nyman Ranch. They have what they call happy pork. That's what the animals... Nyman, N-I-M as in Mary, A-N, Nyman Ranch. They sell happy meat. That's where the animal had a decent life before it's eaten, which is what happened for thousands and thousands of years. It's only in the last couple of decades that factory farms have arisen where the animals don't ever get to go outside. They don't get any sunlight. They don't get any fresh air. They don't have any space. They don't get to live real lives. They just are born, fattened up, killed, and we eat them. Food has gotten incredibly cheap in America. It used to be something like 20% of everybody's spending was on food. It's now something like 5%. Don't hold me to those numbers, but the percentage of our income of the spend on food has plummeted. That's good insofar as Americans don't have to go hungry. It's bad insofar as we are getting obese. And we also are mistreating animals. So this is something that I think we should be able to reach across the aisle and agree that we're better than this. And God demands more of us than this.
I love that you're talking about this, John, because we do need to remember that what is true is true and what is right is right. It's not a left-right issue. It's not a Democrat-Republican issue. It ought not to be. Certainly something like this, everyone can agree. Mistreating animals is wrong. You don't need to be a Christian to know that. And if you are a Christian, let me tell you, it is wrong. It's unbiblical. Scripture is clear about how we're to treat animals. And I want to say that, you know, we don't believe they're created in God's image. They're not people. But all the more reason we who are people ought not to degrade ourselves by being cruel or indifferent to suffering, even of animals, and especially of dogs. So the Petland in Frisco, Texas, you say that they are particularly guilty of this.
There are news reports in there, investigative.
But the chain across America is guilty of this.
I don't know the fact. I don't know how it's operated, if it's they make these decisions centrally. But Petland, I'm sure, could stop its franchisees from buying from puppy mills, and they should. And we should put pressure on them to do so. But there are a lot of stores where they're innocent. I'm sure there are a lot of Petland stores where they don't do that. Okay. God bless the managers and owners of those stores. Uh-huh. I'm talking about one in particular. Okay. I'm not the reporter who dug into this, but I would love to see a national policy by Petland. We're only going to get rescue dogs and dogs from reputable breeders, meaning people who care for the dogs, people who have a dog and they decide to breed it, and it's a purebred or it's a mutt. I've mostly rescued beagles, but I've rescued some mutts over the years too. They're wonderful dogs. The thing about dogs is they trust us. They have evolved, grown up alongside us. They are the product of man. They're so different from wolves, who they're genetically similar to because of our influence. And when you see these dogs who've been abused and neglected, and the first time someone rescues them, their guard comes down. They just want to trust us. They want to love us. It's like God made them for that purpose. When I see dogs getting abused, horses getting abused, cows, cattle, these are animals that God clearly put here for our use and care. And And they're unfallen. They don't have original sin like you and I do. They have no guile. There's no wickedness or fallenness in them. No dog ever goes to hell. So, I mean, just knowing these
now,
little
John, now, pieces. When you say this, I know no matter what I'm talking to you about, it gets deep quick. You just said something fascinating. I think all of creation fell, so they are touched somehow by the fall, but they're not like we are, correct or incorrect?
Yeah. I don't think all of creation fell. That's a theological dispute. I think God intended
Doesn't Scripture say that?
It doesn't say that animals became carnivorous because of the fall, because clearly there were carnivorous animals before human beings existed, if you dig in the fossils.
Do you think there'll be carnivorous animals in heaven?
There's a great poem by James Dickey called The Heaven of Animals, where he and I don't know that this is going to happen, but he imagines in the new creation, in the redeemed creation, that lions will still eat deer, and deer will be happy to be eaten and will be reborn to be chased again. C.S. Lewis, when he created the unfallen world of...
Paralandra.
No, I'm thinking of Out of the Silent Planet, when he created the planet Mars. Planet Mars had been... it had been afflicted. It had been attacked by evil, but the creatures had not been. The creatures had not fallen. The creatures had not fallen. They had not been corrupted in their will. They had never fallen the way Adam and Eve did. And you had hunting and you had carnivorous animals. I think when we see lions were meant to be hunters. I think hunting and predation was part of God's plan, because there were predator animals long before God put man on the earth. We have fossils of them with giant teeth.
This is controversial stuff. This is a much bigger question. But listen, you know how much I respect you, so I'm fascinated by this. I didn't mean to take us down that.
Oh, I think it's a nice rabbit hole.
Actually, I was going to say I don't mean not to go down that path, but we'll probably hit pause there and go back. But because
I have other things.
There's so much important stuff. But I love also the fact that you care about. We all should care about how animals that we eat are treated, and if possible, we should only shop at places that treat animals well. So if Petlands across America would say that we're going to do X, Y, and Z, I would go out of my way to shop in that Petland. So absolutely, people need to know there's an upside. So we want to tell people, if you do this, we won't buy your stuff. If you do this, we will. When you talk about Niman Ranch or Niman, N-I-M-A-N Ranch, there are other places like this where they treat animals well. I think that most of us have enough income that we can spend a little bit more knowing that the animals are treated as they should be.
Exactly. So often, if you go to farmers markets, you'll find the meat was raised humanely. You look for things like certified humanely raised, something like that. You'll find a lot of this kind of meat at places like Whole Foods and Central Markets. There's higher end supermarkets. You might have to spend a little more. So spend a little less at stores like Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond that have frozen out Mike Lindell for speaking up for integrity of American elections. Yeah. Spend the money, boycott the left, and spend that money buying humanely raised meat. It's win-win. That's all. Right. I think that exhausts the subject for today.
And ironically, it's not even the left. In other words, when we're talking about the madness going on with the CEOs of Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond, we need to say over and over as much as we can, these are not partisan issues, folks. This is basic American stuff. Treating animals the right way, believing in fairness and transparency in elections, all of these things. And so I really think that, the moral majority, the silent majority, we need to stand up and we need to vote with our money. You've been saying that. There are other articles that you've been writing at stream.org. What else should we talk about?
Well, I've got a new piece called Integralism is the Opiate of the Catholics. I co-wrote this with our friend Jason Jones. There's a new movement among Catholics and some others which says that the American founding was the cause of all the chaos we're seeing now. That the American founding, because it was not officially religious, because it didn't enshrine a single church like the Lutheran Church in Sweden or the Anglican Church in England or the Catholic Church in Spain, that our founding was fundamentally secular. And so people like Anthony Kennedy, when they write things like KCV Planned Parenthood, that individual liberty, unbounded by the natural law, unbounded by any, religious or even rational morality, is the basis of the Constitution. So we need to reject it. We need to reject it. We need to give up on America. Rod Dreher seemed to talk that way in his Benedict Option. There's a Patrick Deneen, a professor, who's saying the American founding was fundamentally flawed. The integralists go further. The Catholic integralists want to refound America as a Catholic government that is intolerant of Protestantism, of Orthodoxy.
In other words, what people accused the pseudo-Catholic John F. Kennedy, what they accused him of, in fact, Catholics today are proposing. In other words,
some Catholics.
Some misguided American Catholics. Right. Oh, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back talking to John Zamirak. Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110. Snow. Cement and ivory on towers. Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, you're telling us about a weird thing happening in some Catholic circles. You call it integralism.
Tell us more. Integralism, it basically says that, well, first, you and I agree the laws should be based on natural law, right? Yeah. Nature's law that the founders talk about, the natural law that Jews and Protestants and Catholics mostly agree on. This is the law that God wrote on the human heart. We look back at like the covenant of Noah. We look at the things that you and I could agree about based on reason alone, rather than appealing to our interpretation of some divine revelation. Here's an example.
And basically what we have to say is that almost every Muslim, every Jew, every Christian, we all agree on the Ten Commandments. We all agree on, a lot of what the scripture puts out. Everyone can agree that this is natural law. You don't need to be a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim.
Right,
but
right.
The strange thing is that the people trying to secularize America are forgetting that most Americans are Christian, Jews, or Muslims. And they're just sort of saying, no, we can't have any of that. We have to go to something secular, which means what? I mean, what is secular?
Not only secular, but Darwinian materialist.
Right. Which means nothing. It means there's no laws.
Exactly. So you and I agree that natural law should be the basis of positive law. The Nazis didn't agree with that. They tried to purge natural law. They actually drove natural law scholars out of Germany. They didn't want there to be anything above the will of the state. And in America, the left wants there to be nothing above the will of the Supreme Court, as led by American elites, American leftist elites.
And quick parentheses, Bonhoeffer, a Protestant Lutheran, looked into the Catholic doctrine on natural law. He knew there was something there that the Protestants were missing, and he stayed in a Catholic monastery in Ettal in the Bavarian Alps because he was interested in natural law as a Lutheran Protestant, and he knew the Catholics were the ones to talk to about this. So keep going.
So unfortunately, some embittered, angry right-wing Catholics, like our friend Sara Bamari at the New York Post and some others, Adrian Vermeule at Harvard, these are highly intelligent converts to Catholicism, but they've gotten so embittered at America's rejection of natural law. And I think they've gotten so embittered by Pope Francis's destruction of much of the Catholic Church from the top down that they are fantasizing about returning to some medieval order where not just natural law, but divine revelation. In other words, the words of the New Testament as interpreted by the Pope. That's going to be the basis of our laws.
Well, first of all, that's the end of America. So where do they propose to create this Catholic theocracy?
Well, they think America's going to collapse, and that's fine, and we'll build it in the rubble. They're not too big on specifics. And in fact, what they're doing is they're opting out of politics altogether. You don't have to go pick at the abortion clinic. You don't have to go pass laws protecting the Second Amendment or protecting Americans' borders. You're off the hook because the whole system is doomed. It's going to collapse into the ruins, and then we'll start one big monastery.
Okay. So, but aren't these people, I mean, they differ from you and me principally in that we say we need to stay in the fight. They say, oh, we lost the fight. Let it all go to hell. Let it all burn. And we'll come back and we'll recreate the civilization when we come out of the caves, I suppose.
Right. But the civilization they want to create would burn heretics. So I'm not on the same team as them. As far as I'm concerned, these people are just about as bad as the left because neither of them respects human freedom. This is a very important argument. And I've had to explain this to people. People I otherwise agree with. You and I want to outlaw abortion because everyone can know abortion is wrong. It's killing the innocent. I don't want to outlaw Mormonism. I think Mormonism is false, but I think people have the God-given right to make mistakes, to follow their conscience insofar as their intellect and their experience inform it in that most intimate possible area, how you respond to your creator how you worship God. That is the most fundamental freedom God gave us.
Okay, that's why we believe in religious liberty, but we don't believe in abortion on demand.
That's right. And what the integralists are saying, and there's a new book by Scott Hahn, who's a very famous Catholic apologist. What these people are saying is that'll never work. You can never actually just defend natural law. You always have to have some sort of religious establishment with coercive power that will use the power of the state to impose what we regard as the true religion on people and restrict their free speech and their free exercise of religion if their religion is false.
I find this so funny. I mean, I've thought about this so much because I wrote my Luther book and I saw that Luther went down a similar path. In other words, he basically says, even though he's really leaning toward religious liberty, it's the classic case of once I get my religious liberty, I will deny you your religious liberty.
Exactly.
And we know as Americans, the only way really to consistently follow what the scripture says is to believe in freedom, to allow you said it, to allow people to make mistakes if they so choose.
Well, I kind of get that from the leader of the religion. I think his name was Jesus. He might have been Puerto Rican. Yeah. He said, go preach in a town. If they don't listen to you, shake the dust off your feet and leave. He didn't say organize a religious police force that will...
He didn't say burn them at the stake.
Exactly.
He didn't say that. How ironic, because Christians have burned some people at the stake.
Do you know
we're
going
to be right back talking to John Smirak. Folks, don't go away. Why would you?
But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again.
Folks, it's Wednesday. Please be sure that you're right. Wednesday, John Smirak. John, can we talk about what's happening in the state of California?
Oh, man, this is a family program. Are you sure you want to talk about the C word?
It's really crazy. Gavin Newsom is being recalled. He is the skunk of all skunks, and he should be recalled. But a lot of people are saying they're going to run for governor. Among them, Bruce Jenner, who now identifies as a woman, evidently.
That's right. And even worse, I found out Brad Parscale, who is still part of the Trump organization, he's come back in. He's the guy helping Jenner with his campaign, Brad Parscale. So I would like to see President Trump come out and make it clear that the Trump movement is not on board with the transgender movement. It's very unsettling to see somebody like Brad Parscale, who managed Trump's hundreds of millions of dollars of campaign money, along with Jared Kushner, now on board with helping Caitlyn Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, become the Republican candidate. And I've got a piece at stream.org, Why I'm Never Jenner, and You Should Be Too, explaining precisely why the idea of Bruce Jenner as a Republican candidate is so disastrous. Bruce Jenner was the pioneer, the Rosa Parks, the Malcolm X of transgenderism. Transgenderism is an insane ideology that's funded by a few wealthy white male billionaires who decided they wanted to be women. It has huge money and power behind it, and it's attacking the most basic freedoms. There's a man named Rob Hoagland who's going to prison in Canada, not China, Canada, because he won't use the wrong pronouns for his child. A judge has put him in prison. He's in prison now for insisting on using biologically correct pronouns to his own child, who was caught by guidance counselors in schools and encouraged to start taking hormones and changing his sex. I don't remember which sex the person was born, but what you're finding in states like Texas, you have guidance counselors and school psychologists who will get like a troubled kid and they'll convince him, maybe you're transgender. And they'll start getting him put on sex change hormones without his parents' consent or even necessarily their knowledge. We've got people losing their jobs for using accurate pronouns. You've got women's sports being completely destroyed by bearded boys. All they have to do is say, yeah, I identify as a girl. They don't have to do anything else. And then they can go beat up girls on the rugby field. We've got hundreds of rapist prisoners, men, saying, yeah, I identify as a girl. And then they can transfer a woman's prison and rape again. This is the ideology of transgenderism. And insofar as Bruce Jenner created this, whether or not he supports it wholeheartedly, if we got a Republican governor who was transgender, that would mean that people like you and I were guilty of hate speech, and we wouldn't even be able to speak out against it. And we've seen this before. The group Mass Resistance, one of the best pro-family groups in America, was banned from CPAC because the gay Republicans would be offended. So insofar as we let any one of these sexual radicals get a high position in the Republican Party, we are saying, you and I, Eric, are fringe extremists, and we have no political voice. No political party will have anything to do with us.
I think it's one thing for somebody to be gay. It's another thing for somebody to be the transgender. What I mean by that is, obviously, as a Christian, I don't think anyone should have sex outside of marriage with one's spouse of the opposite sex. That's the Christian position. But of course, we elect all kinds of people who don't agree with us on that. But when you're talking about somebody like Bruce Jenner, I say this, I hope, kindly. I honestly feel terrible about Bruce Jenner. I mean, he breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And when I see him, I was at an inaugural event for Trump, you know, 4.5 years ago. And Bruce Jenner walks into the room. He is gigantic. You don't know, when you see people on TV, everyone's the same size. When you see people in person, you think, oh my goodness, that guy's 6'4". That's a huge athlete, wearing heels and a dress. And I just thought, I just want to weep because
it's tragic.
I don't know what to say about it. I just want to cry. If that happened to a child of mine or anyone else that I knew and loved, I would just feel terrible. I'm not going to pretend that I think it's okay.
And you know, we just don't want to see that inflicted on kids by meddling psychologists at their school. Many, many adolescents go through periods of confusion. They're getting a lot of hormones. Maybe they're slightly autistic. Maybe they've got other psychological problems. But right now, you've got transgender activists have captured large parts of the medical profession, and they've got a hammer, so everything they see is a nail. And they take these often transient gender confusions. For instance, the American College of Pediatricians documented like 90% of what they call sexual dysphoria among teenagers goes away on its own if you don't touch it, if you don't mess with the person.
Say that again, because this is such an important point. We've said it a few times on this program, but everybody needs to hear what you just said. This is very important.
Something like 90% of gender dysphoria goes away on its own as people go through a normal adolescence. If you don't take them and sterilize them, cut off their breasts, cut out their ovaries, cut off their testicles, flood them with potentially cancer-causing hormones, which in the end tend not to make them any happier. A study in Sweden showed that self-identified transgenders who got the full routine of top surgery, bottom surgery, and hormones, they're no happier than they were before the operations.
Okay, you're making two important points. So let's make one point at a time. You just said people who get the surgery, who are allowed to transition and to do everything, science tells us they're not happier. A few years down the line, they're in fact not happier. So that's point number one.
Right.
Number two, you're saying, if somebody doesn't get the surgery, if somebody is allowed to just be who God made them to be, 90% of them over time, what?
90% of adolescents who complain of transgender dysphoria, it goes away or it diminishes.
90%, John, 90%. I don't want my audience to just, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what John Zmierich said? When we come back, we're going to say more about what John just said. 90%. We'll be right back.
Now your life's no longer empty. Surely heaven waits for you. Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get...
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, before we go to the important point, let me talk about something else that's important. We just found out that if people use the code Eric at Nutramedics.com, they don't get 10% off. They get 20% off. 20% off if you use the code Eric at Nutramedics.com. John, you were just telling us 90% of adolescents get over it. If they have whatever it's called, dysphoria, gender dysphoria, 90% over time grow out of it.
Can this be true? Well, I haven't read the study recently. Look up the American Guild of Pediatricians. These are honest doctors who were appalled by the political decision of so many doctors to endorse the transgender revolution. Let's remember, in the 40s, mainstream medicine thought that the best treatment for schizophrenia or depression was lobotomy, cutting into people's brains and destroying part of their frontal lobe relieved some of the symptoms of schizophrenia and depression because they kind of made people a hollow shell of themselves. Now, the new lobotomy is transgender surgery and transgender hormones. It is a brutal, barbaric practice that future generations will look back and they'll shake their heads. How could these people have developed the internet and done the International Space Station while acting like witch doctors, carving up people's bodies, cutting off their genitals, flooding them with dangerous steroids in order to carve up their bodies to make it match their psychological delusions? It sounds cruel, but it is a delusion for Bruce Jenner to think he is a woman. It is a delusion for young, confused, sad girls who might be lesbians to think they have to turn into men. Like poor Ellen Page. Ellen Page, look what she's now Elliot Page. So she's now, I guess, a heterosexual man in a relationship with a woman who is now heterosexual, though she was lesbian before. There were two lesbians. Now there's a heterosexual man and a heterosexual woman. What?
Yeah.
And we're going to use surgery. We're going to use taxpayer money to do this for people in prison, do this for illegal aliens who get amnestied. I mean, we are being herded over the cliff like the Gadarene swine. And all too many pastors are going, go, piggy, go.
John, that this is going to lead to mass revival in the world. The madness that has been unleashed, your average person sees it. They know that they're not supposed to say anything. They're supposed to go along, but they can't go along because they have not been lobotomized. They actually see this and they say, this is crazy. There's no way reality could change this quickly and have all these idiotic, cowardly elites go along with it. I'm not going along with it. I really think these people are wondering what is happening. And I do believe revival is coming to this country. People are going to turn to God because they know this can't be right. The madness being unleashed cannot be right. And Bruce Jenner saying he's a woman and telling everybody they have to respect him as a beautiful woman. I mean, I can't do that. And I think that's because I care about Bruce Jenner, not because I don't.
You know, we have a new stigma, which is a good stigma, against white people dressing up in blackface. And I think that's a good thing. Yeah, and if I see old movies, I see blackface routines, I wince. How is it okay to dress up as the opposite sex and try to change yourself into the opposite sex? If Bruce Jenner had announced he was a black man and started taking pills to make his skin dark and started wearing Afro wigs, he would have been canceled and then maybe involuntarily institutionalized.
The way that Jimmy Kimmel was canceled. John,
no,
we're out of
time.
The
way Rachel Dolezal was.
Yeah, we're out of time. My friend, always a joy to speak with you folks. Your assignment, you understand. This is an assignment. You get homework, otherwise you don't pass. You go to stream.org. You find John's articles. You print them out. You leave them around your neighborhood. Thanks for listening. Okay.